Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome you this morning to a public lecture by one of today's most significant world figures. I do so in part on behalf of the President of the College, Father Michael McFarland of the Society of Jesus, who very much regrets that prior commitments made it impossible for him to join us. But I know I also speak for many of my colleagues, both members of the faculty and students, staff and administrators, when I say that we have been eagerly anticipating this occasion for some months. We are happy this morning to serve as hosts for visitors from several of our sister colleges and universities, for residents of the Worcester community, and indeed for some individuals who have traveled considerably further for today's lecture. We hope that you will take the opportunity to linger a while and enjoy our beautiful campus. In a moment, Professor Tom Landy will formally introduce Dr. Mattai. I will take only a short moment to point out that Dr. Mattai's life and work exemplify several key values that the Jesuit educational system generally and the College of the Holy Cross in particular seek to instill in young people. One sees in her projects and in her achievements concrete examples of how an individual can attain the lofty personal goals that our college articulates in its mission statement. In that mission statement, for example, we say that our students will be challenged to confront a number of what we call basic human questions, among which we list the following: what are our obligations to one another? And what is our special responsibility to the world's poor and powerless? We commit ourselves to building a community marked by freedom, mutual respect, and civility. And we promise that, as a learning community, we will remain open to that sense of the whole which calls us to transcend ourselves and to seek that which might constitute our common humanity. Those are noble ambitions, certainly, but they are also somewhat abstract, very much in need of actualization in the form of lives lived in the contemporary world according to such principles. Dr. Mattai's story furnishes just such an example. Her experience reassures us that those basic human questions can have practical, everyday answers, and that individuals truly can live as women and men with and for others in our increasingly compartmentalized and fast-paced society. It's now my pleasure to ask Professor Tom Landy to provide the formal introduction for our speaker.
Thank you, Dean Austin, and thank you, Dr. Mattai. One of my roles here is to work as coordinator of the Lilly Vocation Discernment Initiative, which consists of 27 different programs here at the college to help students think about how to use their talents to the greatest service to God and to the world. I want to express my gratitude to the Lilly Endowment Incorporated, which funds this program, which has made it possible for us to invite Dr. Mattai here today. I have the honor of welcoming Dr. Mattai and introducing you. Since you already should have in your hands a little card which tells you a little bit about her, and will undoubtedly learn more about her personally during her talk, her personal history, I don't intend to repeat that story. But I thought instead that what might be most profitable as an introduction would be if I read to you what the Nobel Peace Prize Committee said about her in their citation, which is what follows. The Norwegian Nobel Prize Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2004 to Wangari Maathai for her contribution to sustainable development, democracy, and peace. Peace on Earth depends on our ability to secure our living environment. Maathai stands at the forefront of the fight to promote ecologically viable, social, economic, and cultural development in Kenya and in Africa. She has taken a holistic approach to sustainable development that embraces democracy, human rights, and women's rights in particular. She thinks globally and acts locally. Mattai stood up courageously against the former oppressive regime in Kenya. Her unique forms of action have contributed to drawing attention to political oppression, nationally and internationally. She has served as inspiration for many in the fight for democratic rights and has especially encouraged women to better their situation. Mathai combines science, social commitment, and active politics. More than simply protecting the existing environment, her strategy is to secure and strengthen the very basis for ecologically sustainable development. She founded the Greenbelt Movement, where, for nearly 30 years, she has mobilized poor women to plant nearly 30 million trees. Her methods have been adopted by other countries as well. We are all witness to how deforestation and forest loss have led to the desertification of Africa and threatened many other regions of the world. Protecting forests against desertification is a vital factor in the struggle to strengthen the living environment of our common earth. Through education, family planning, nutrition, and the fight against corruption, the Greenbelt Movement has paved the way for development at the grassroots level. We believe that Mathai is a strong voice speaking for the best forces in Africa to promote peace and good living conditions on that continent. Wangari Mathai will be the first woman from Africa to be honored with the Nobel Peace Prize. She will also be the first African from the vast area between South Africa and Egypt to be awarded the prize. She represents an example and a source of inspiration for everyone in Africa fighting for sustainable development, democracy, and peace. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Mathai to Holy Cross.
Mr. Vice President, Timothy Austin, Tom Landy,